Good evening, everybody. Approval of the minutes of the meeting of the council on 11th February. Call this from the council of the apologies for any absences.
Mr. Mayor, I receive apologies from Councillor Peter Agiella, Councillor James Gibson, and Councillor Phillips.
Any declarations of interest?
Mr. Mayor, I hope you will give me again a dispensation to sit down. I have actually got some stronger painkillers now for my surgery today. But I didn't want to take them before the council meeting because I didn't want to go to sleep while I was talking.
The rest of us are.
Some might want me to take them in greater quantities.
God forbid.
Mr. Mayor, the council tax, thank you very much, the council tax resolution report for 2025-26 sets out the council tax rates for 25-26. The recommendations are, Mr. Mayor, that the proposed council tax as set out in the council tax resolution in Appendix 1 be approved and that a name vote be taken. That's a statutory requirement anyway. Now, on the 11th of February of this month, our council approved the general fund revenue budget for 2025-26 and set a Band D council tax rate for the borough of £178.75. That was a 2.99% increase of 10 pence per week. The council has now received notification from the major precepting authorities and from the parish stroke town precepting authorities of the relevant precepts. As can be seen from the report, the great bulk of council taxes goes to the county council. Now, I make no comment on the needs of the other authority, but I simply point out that once again, although we are responsible for the collection of council tax, the great bulk of the amount collected goes elsewhere and not to the borough. The council tax resolution, Mr. Mayor, is attached as Appendix 1 on page 7. I would also ask members to note that the council is required to review its local tax reduction scheme every year, with any changes being approved by resolution of the council. No changes are proposed during 2025-26. I ask council to agree the recommendations.
Is that seconded? Any comments? No? All in favour, please.
Mr. Mayor, just to point out, by law, we're required to have a recorded vote for this one. So I'll call each member's name out in alphabetical order. If you hear your name, please could you state clearly whether you are for, against, or you abstain from the motion. Councillor Astin.
Abstain.
Councillor Jay Barron. Councillor Beating.
Abstain.
Councillor Carter.
Four.
Councillor Cook.
Four.
Councillor Cooper.
Abstain.
Councillor Cross.
Abstain.
Councillor Dodson.
Abstain.
Councillor Angela.
Abstain.
Councillor Corden.
Four.
Councillor Godfrey?
Four.
Councillor Hobbs?
Four.
Councillor Hood?
Four.
Councillor F. James?
Four.
Councillor R. James?
Abstain.
Councillor Gareth Jones?
Abstain.
Councillor P. Jones?
Abstain.
Councillor Kenny?
Four.
Councillor Leeson?
Four.
Councillor Loughran?
Four.
Councillor McEwen?
Four.
Councillor Amy Norton?
Four.
Councillor Dean McNaughton?
Four.
Councillor A. Nixon?
Four.
Councillor L. Nixon? Councillor Fardaisy?
Four.
Councillor Pearce?
Four.
Councillor Thurston?
Abstain.
Councillor Powell?
Four.
Councillor J. Reid?
Four.
Councillor A. Reid?
Four.
Councillor Rose? Councillor Lozell?
Four.
Councillor Sandiford?
Four.
Councillor Spencer? Thornley?
Four.
Councillor Williams?
Abstain.
Amendment revenue provision policy and an investment strategy to 25-26 calendar book.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, Mr. Mayor, this is a dense, technical and lengthy report, so I will relatively briefly highlight the salient points and encourage any members who want to ask detailed questions to approach the Council's Section 151 officer to ask for an explanation. I would add that this report has also been considered by a recent Audit and Accounts Committee and is submitted to the Council afterwards as required, but it's already been seen by the Audit and Accounts Committee. You're looking very quizzical there, Councillor Edgeworth.
I'm just listening to you with deep thought.
Goodness me.
Deep thought that concept.
Right, moving on then. The purpose of the report is covered in Section 1 and the recommendations are shown in Section 2. The Council is required to approve its treasury management, investment and capital strategies so that cash flow is planned and surplus monies are invested appropriately. This is a very significant function of treasury management. The second main function is the funding of the Council's capital plans, because these plans provide a guide to the borrowing needs of the Council. The balance of debt and investment operations aim to give the Council the ability to meet spending commitments as they occur, either on a day-to-day basis or for larger capital projects. In other words, it's giving the Council liquidity. Just as we need liquidity in our day-to-day operations, so does the Council, only on a bigger scale. It's also vital, of course, that there is adequate security for the reserves and the balances which are invested. Thus, Mr. Mayor, this report sets the guidelines for the Council's treasury strategy for the year ahead. The primary function is to set key performance indicators, which will be monitored, to give assurance to members of the Council and the general public that the Council is complying with best practice in terms of treasury management and value for money. These indicators will ensure that the capital investment plans of the Council are affordable, prudent and sustainable. The report also contains an analysis of the wider economic issues. This highlights a lot of the instability that has been seen in the macroeconomic environment that is impacting on the Council, and which actually we all discussed when we were setting the budget. So we've come across that macroeconomic environment before, and you can see it again. The minimum revenue provision policy states how the Council will make adequate provision to repay any borrowing it takes on. It has adopted a policy in line with best practice and which is deemed to be prudent by the Section 151 officer. The annual investment strategy ensures that the Council only invests with organisations that meet the highest levels of creditworthiness. Even then, there are limits on investments that the Council can place with any one of them to ensure that risk is minimised. In concluding, Mr. Mayor, I'd also like to express my thanks and that of all members of the Council to the Treasury team for producing this report and for all the very, very important work they do in protecting and generating funds for the Council in a cautious and prudent manner. So, Mr. Mayor, I ask members to agree the recommendations set out in Section 2 of the report.
Is that seconded? Any comments?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, councillors. This is where I'm going to try and juggle laptops and my thoughts all at the same stage and believe I can't do either of them adequately. I agree with the cabinet member that it is a dense report. But having said that, there's also lots to see in the report. So I'd like to address my comments, if I may, to page 14 of the report, where it clearly shows the reserves held by this council, a council that has been prudently managed over many years that has no debt. And it shows that the reserves are somewhere in the order over the financial period of £33.7 million to £40.6 million. I can remember remind councillors that at our last council meeting, fees and charges were increased by £185,000 and council tax by a total of £240,000. And the council put an additional £750,000 into earmarked reserves. These actions rob nearly £1 million from our residents needlessly, including increasing brown bin charges by 21% in 2 years and car parking between 18% and 28.5%. All needlessly. These reserves are yielding an additional income of £1.2 million at current interest rates, so freezing any of the fees and charges we have talked about today would have been entirely possible and more. Broadland in Norfolk, a council that is run by Lib Dems, Labour and Greens, something fairly similar to here, they've stood up to the government's bully boy tactics and recognised the impact on some already stretched household budgets and gave some cheer to those households by freezing council tax. However, given those comments, I'd like to congratulate our officers in their continued well management of the council's finances and hope that the new administration don't give away all the family silver as well as the government.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item 516 on page 8. This item was corrected at the Accounts and Audit Committee. The correction has not made it through to these papers. On the first line, the Local Government Act should have been DHLEC, now MHCLG. Investment Guidance, similarly DHLUC. Brackets now MHCLG. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sure we would make those make good on those typo errors. And I thank the councillor for pointing them out.
Any other comments, please? No? Councillor, I'm surprised actually at the tone of comments from Councillor Firth in relation to the approach here in terms of the council's assets. He talked about the previous council adopting a prudential approach, and I think that may well have been the case. Perhaps at times more prudential than we would have wanted, but the fact is that if we fail to put up charges, if we fail to levy the sort of council tax increase that we are proposing, then of course we would be in future years in a far more difficult position. The fact is, if you use reserves to avoid having to increase charges in a particular year, it then means that if you don't have that income the following year, you have to put them up even more. So I think the fact is that we are adopting a prudential approach and safeguarding the people of this authority.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Yes.
Thank you for that. I think it's a really simple one, but to just reiterate what the Leader of the Opposition has just said. It does feel like Stafford Borough Council is protecting reserves at a cost to the taxpayers, and pretty much all taxpayers are impacted by this cost, particularly with council tax, which the government has tied our hands and said that if you put council tax up you're going to lose money in terms of grants. But and this came out in the alternate budget, which we did before. We could have given some of that £37 million of reserves into the general pot so that as we said at the time, car parking could be reduced, the brown bin charge could be frozen or even reduced. And rather than sitting here waiting for the, I call it local government disorganisation to take place, we should be sort of thinking, what can we do for our residents now, not next year or the year after? We've all seen elderly people, and farmers, obviously, and no end of people impacted by some of the central government costs that have been imposed on us. And I think that we are on this side trying to look after the taxpayers and their pounds. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The previous administration could have easily used some of their millions of pounds of resources on many occasions during their long-term administration. They only ever chose to do so in the run-up to elections.
What other legislators? Come on! It's just down the road from you!
Anybody else?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, we went through this to some extent when we were talking about the budget. The first thing I did with the budget process was to let you know the headwinds which we are likely to be facing, the economic climate that we're facing, and the difficulties then steering our way through all those. Good, thank goodness we've got reserves in it, because if things go wrong, what happens if the business rate reset doesn't go our way? We're going to need reserves to sort that out. Now, I accept there could be reserves as well, and I hope that there is cross-party agreement on the fact that reserves should be used to help the people of this borough. That should be the first priority. And I would hope that we'd have general agreement. Now is not the time to do it. We still have these headwinds to face. I want to see what we're only really just at the start. Not even at the start yet, the 25-26 financial year. So let's not start spending our reserves before we even move into it. Let's see what happens. Let's see how things pan out in terms of the general macroeconomic environment and the particular headwinds that we're facing as well. As don't let's panic spend.
Thank you. Right, you're going to vote on it now? You're going to vote on it?
Name
votes. No. It's not a name vote, so all those in favour, please. Show. Thank you.
Have you taken those tablets out of the
head? They're really good, aren't they?
Can I have one, please? Mr. Mayor, this is the Localism Act 2011 Pay Policy Statement 2025. Now, the report, this report sets out the Council's Pay Policy Statement for 2025 to 2026, which I may add, we have a statutory duty to prepare and publish. It's not just nice to do, we have to do it. The purpose of a pay policy statement is to provide transparency in the council's approach to setting the pay of its employees. In broad terms, the statement sets out the council's policy on the level and the elements of remuneration for each officer, and then compares the remuneration to that of its other officers, primarily the lowest paid. The report shows what should be included in the pay policy statement, how this process should unfold, the time scale, and how it should be published. Now, as the pay awards for the NJC, National Joint Council Green Book employees, from 1st of April 2025, are currently under national negotiations, the rates which are set out in the statement are those of 2024. Obviously, we can't do 2025 rates yet because they haven't been fully negotiated. We don't know what they are. So we've used 2024 figures. Faute de mieux. The grading of job roles for chief officers and senior managers is determined by the pay evaluation scheme, and for the other staff, by reference to the NJC job evaluation scheme. The council, I would add, does not make use of performance-related pay or bonuses. The council has a shared leadership team with Cannock Chase Council, and so the salary costs of those posts are shared appropriately between the two councils. I ask council to approve the pay policy statement as set out in Appendix 1.
That's seconded. Is anybody like to speak on it? No? So we'll vote on it. All those in favour, please show. Unanimous. Thank you. Now move on to item 12. Sorry. Yes, Councillor, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Members, more work needs to be done on this item, so I'm going to ask for it to be deferred before more information to be added. It is the intention to hold a special confidential full council meeting in the very near future on this subject. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Mr.
Any items referred on the scrutiny committee, please?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.